Dirk, I know as you returned to Kohler for your second stint here, one of the things that you kind of wanted to get off the ground was a par 3 course, something that's becoming very popular at major destination properties around the country. I know you felt it was time to see if Mr. Kohler would be welcome to that idea, to add that to the portfolio of Great Championship Golf here. And now for over a year, it's been going up with a little more than you originally thought about. Tell us about the creation of the bats.
Right. So, yeah, Rory, if we were going to do it, we were obviously going to do it with the Kohler twist. And when Mr. Kohler and I initially talked about the idea, I was looking just to build a really high quality par 3 course with, you know, really making it tie into our existing courses at Whistling Straits and Blackwell Front, making sure we did it on brand the right way, that the way that we build courses here. Mr. Kohler obviously had liked that idea, but he had some additional ideas that he wanted to incorporate to really give it the Kohler feel, so to speak, and a Kohler touch. So that's really how the creation of the Baz as a concept came up. The par 3 is obviously a major element of it, and Mr. Kohler's been very involved in the design of the par 3 with his experience over the years with Mr. Dye building the courses here at Kohler. And then we also wanted to have a tie-in to the company's history with plumbing manufacturing, and Mr. Kohler thought of the concept of the Baz. So working into the design of the par 3 for Baz, so speak, or swimming holes that can be used on a recreational basis by those who come to play golf here and experience the property.
What's it like having Herb Kohler involved in this design and not just sort of sitting in his office like maybe at times in the old days waiting for Pete Dye to call in and say, hey, here's what we're thinking of doing. Do you want to come out, or should we just handle it?
Well, so this is where you really start to see the visionary aspect of Mr. Kohler, and he is truly a designer at heart, not just obviously in golf courses, but I mean, that's how our plumbing business and all of our design businesses in the home industry came about, was his passion for design. And he's like a kid in a candy store when he gets out on the golf course and he's looking at golf courses and thinking of ideas of how to incorporate his experiences over the years with Mr. Dye into those designs. And he's got an incredible memory for everything that he's experienced on a golf course. I'm not always sure where his inspirations come from, but luckily he is working with a co-designer, Chris Litsky, who's a longtime associate of Pete Dye, who literally, it's like they've using the part of the same brain. I think it's part of Pete Dye's brain that they're using. Something comes out of Mr. Kohler's head and Chris instantly understands what he's talking about. And the next thing you know, you see it on the ground being designed, and Mr. Kohler's like, that's what I'm talking about right there. So it's for me, it's been a rewarding experience just seeing that design process happen in front of my eyes. I had a little bit of that experience with Kohler Company earlier in my career with Pete, but not nearly as much as I have on this project. So it's been very rewarding for me.
A few of the major destination par 3 courses, there's a small area of land, and the people in charge have told the architects there doesn't have to be a set amount of holes, kind of fit it, whatever fits in. Was that the approach here? Because you don't have 9 holes, you have 10.
Right. So we started with a plan for 9 holes, and then the land kind of dictated what we could fit in and where we could fit those 9 holes. And we had room for an extra hole. We actually had room for a couple extra holes. So that's really the uniqueness and the flexibility that we built into this property is, yes, it's 10 holes, but then you've also got the putting course, which is a very unique shape. It's not just a rectangle or an oval. It's a boomerang shape. There's effectively 2 additional par 3 holes built into that shape. So if we wanted to take the putting course out for a day and set it up as a 12-hole par 3 course, we could do that as well. And that's part of the flexibility, I think, that makes this property unique, is we can kind of set it up however we want.
When you look at this property, how did you decide on this spot for the bats? I mean, did you stand out here and say, hey, we've got some land here we could use? Did you have to search around Whistling Straits and Black Wolf Run and closer to the hotel and see if there was a place to actually fit something like this in?
Yeah, so it was a pretty involved process, and location really was, location to our other amenities was really a determining factor, I will say that. Whistling Straits is incredible, but as the type of experience that this is is. We wanted it to be a little bit closer to the American Club in the central location of the resort. So Black Wolf Run made a lot of sense in that regard. And then it came down to finding the right piece of property on Black Wolf Run. And this is a piece of property that, you know, we had slated for development at some point. The question is what it was going to be. And it was centrally located right in the middle of the golf course with easy access from the clubhouse and the existing infrastructure. So it made perfect sense. And the other part of it was kind of a blank slate. We weren't really encumbered by anything on the piece of property. We could basically do whatever we wanted with it. And we've come up with a pretty creative design on this 27 acres.
Well, you have much more than just 10 par 3 holes here. Tell us about some of the other little additions that are going to kind of filter in and circle around this this par 3 course and this fantastic looking massive putting green.
Right. We do have it is named the Baths, and it's named the Baths for a reason. We've incorporated four water features that are sand-based with beaches and diving platforms, natural stone diving platforms. So it kind of gives you the feel of like an old school sort of swimming hole sort of feel. And that's exactly what those areas can be used for our guests of the Baths to come up. And if they want to take a quick dip and a quick swim after a round, they're welcome to do that. And we will have what's called the Baths Terrace directly attached to the North Bath and the putting course, which will have some additional amenities, including a food and beverage terrace, a stone fire pit, and a place for guests to casually linger about and enjoy a beverage.
I'm sure the plan also includes getting adults to be able to get the juniors involved, yeah. Perhaps the seniors that can't go walk 18 holes at Whistling Straits, and maybe people that are newer to the game that just want to kind of get out and experience what golf can be.
Right. So a big part of this opportunity was to really continue to grow the game of golf and to really make it accessible for juniors, women, beginners, introducing them to the game of golf. So the flexibility that we've built into the design, with it being very accessible, being a shorter experience, really lends itself to continuing that. We'll utilize it for our expansive junior programs that we host throughout the year and our other player development programs that we host for women and for beginners throughout the year. And then we'll also have a pretty strong family program that helps families introduce their kids to the game of golf. Get juniors under the age of 17 will be able to play complimentary with a paid adult. So it'll be a nice experience for a family of four to come out for a very reasonable price and enjoy the baths for a couple hours in the afternoon.
Well, you started the project last year. You're going to open the project next year. How do people incorporate this into their stay at Destination Kohler?
We wanted to have a shorter experience so it'd be easily accessible for guests that are limited on time. So we'll try to hit that demographic of our resort guests that don't have enough time to play a 4 or 5 hour round of golf. They can come out and enjoy the baths. But we'll also cater it towards our core resort golfers as well. It'll be included in all of our golf packages as a package inclusion. So guests that are coming to play all four of our other courses will have access to the baths unlimited throughout their entire stay. They can come out before or after round and stay for as long as they want.